From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Across North Texas this weekend, protesters sounded off against President Donald Trump's policies and put pressure on Republican lawmakers. On Saturday, some 1,700 protesters gathered in downtown Dallas to voice their support for immigrants and refugees.
No ban, no wall, no ban, no wall.
In Fort Worth, a GOP fundraiser attracted a who's who of Republican officials and a couple hundred protesters.
I want my town hall! I want my town hall!
Protesters greeted the well-heeled GOP donors at the Omni Hotel in downtown Fort Worth. That's where Tarrant County Republicans held their annual Lincoln Day fundraising gala. Jay Malone is the lead organizer for Indivisible DFW. He says the Republicans who represent Fort Worth in Congress should meet with their constituents in an open forum instead of entertaining donors.
Kay Granger and Kenny Marchin have heard from their constituents asking them to schedule a town hall, but they've refused to do it. So what we're asking for is something as simple as for our representatives who we elected to listen to us, to schedule town halls so they can hear our concerns and address them.
Across the country, liberal activists have packed town halls held by Republican members of Congress. As a result, many are canceling or avoiding these large public forums. Congresswoman Granger told the Fort Worth Star-Telegram that she wasn't surprised by Saturday's protests or that many of the signs were directed at her. She said she has no town hall events planned.
Do your job! Do your job! Do your job!
Outside the Omni, the protest signs pointed to a host of demands. Many urged lawmakers to keep Obamacare intact and protect immigrants, while others focused on state issues like the so-called bathroom bill backed by some Texas Republicans. Zip codes adorned many signs to prove the protesters were local.
You know, a lot of people feel like they're the only Democrats in Tarrant County because Tarrant County is a red county. We're not a red county. We're fuchsia.
Leah Payne leads the Tarrant County Democratic Women's Club.
People driving down the street, they're honking at us, they're, you know, showing their support for us. A lot of people didn't know that we're even here, and now they know that they have a support group here in Tarrant County.
Protesters also called on Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz to investigate President Trump's ties to Russia. The House Oversight Committee chairman was a featured speaker at the Tarrant County GOP gala. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.